News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, the community radio station for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and the time is 7:05. And today is February 19th. No matter what I said yesterday for an hour and a half until Commander James Gibson beat me into submission by saying, no, it's not. And then everybody else happens just to say, look, we're just
only
putting up with you.
Only he can do that.
We're just putting up with you. Bad Bob, how come you
thank you for beating him into submission.
Hey, Bad Bob, how come you didn't stop me?
I take the blame, sir.
Well, it's because you thought it was the 19th, too. That's why. You did. Come on, admit it.
I have it on display right in front of me.
I know. You're just...
Hello, there's a computer there that says 02/19/13706-4546-47 is the time.
Okay, I got it now. All right. I can't see that computer from my position here, though. Yeah, I can. That was just a terrible excuse. Good morning. We have a lot of things going on today. We want to talk about, hey, why does the government really need 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition? Why? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about drones in the North State. Yeah, it was an editorial, but this is something we've been talking about for, gosh, well over a year, about using drones and the utilization of drones to help our law enforcement and to help our community. And what's so wrong about that? And then, of course, we have Ruth Angel coming in to talk about the Integrity Project, and Valerie Ingmiller, always a hoot. Talking about what's going on at the Cascade Theater.
There's been a lot of changes, too.
A lot of stuff going on
Jefferson
there.
Public Radio, yep. And the Cascade Theater, and hopefully today we're going to hear about is it staying the same, or are there some major changes happening?
Right. Well, but the thing that we always do, Monday through Friday at this time, is welcome aboard our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 53 points this morning at 14,034. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is positive 6 at 1525, and the NASDAQ is positive 10 at 3,202. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 15 cents at $12.18, and Research in Motion up 47 cents at 1462. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is down 1 penny at $4.93, and Exo Group is up 8 cents at $9.48. Turning to the bond market, we do find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.17%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 12 cents at $96.29. Gold is down $2.60 at $1,606.70. And silver is down 9 cents at $29.75. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Well, thank you so much. Bob's
thank you so much
mics.
Thank you to Kathy Lathrop Cummings for our Wells Fargo Market Minute. You know, they are on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here in KCNR.
The Marine was alive and well with his comments.
Give him a call at
530-243-7561.
If you need any advice on what's happening on Wall Street, great people doing great work. They're down on Park Marina Drive. Stop by and see them. Okay.
We've got a 100% chance of showers, definitely before 10 a.m. The showers are likely, possible, and a thunderstorm between 10 and 4 is predicted. It's going to be high, with 49. I mean, I don't know about you, but I put my heater on last night and put our little electric fireplace on just to take the chill out of the air. Scattered showers this evening with temperatures around 35, so don't put away the sweaters yet. Mostly sunny tomorrow with temperatures around 53 and a slight chance of showers Wednesday night with temperatures around 36. That's the forecast today. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Lots going on out there. A new wine club. And you've got to check out Shanda Miller's. Go out there and get a tour from Shanda Miller. She is just cutting edge and has her own style of winemaking. And that's the big news out there.
Okay, and they're having their wine makers dinner.
Yes.
I think that's sold out, so never mind. 474-5546.
Coming back after the break, we're going to talk about a Swiss airline and things that James Bond movies are made of in the headlines today. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and we get the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
We're Going Places is an auction dinner event by the University Preparatory School Educational Foundation, raising funds to place an iPad in every classroom by the start of the next school year. UPREP, with an academic performance index of 910, is reaching higher and wants to partner with the community to maximize the learning potential of every student. Go to myuprep.com to purchase tickets, sponsor tables, and make direct donations, or call 242-0424.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Wow, in the headlines today, Swiss airline targeted in gigantic diamond heist. We would need to hear gold finger or diamonds are forever. Brussels airports and a Swiss airline are the center of a multi-million-dollar international diamond heist. That's in the news this morning. February 19th, Carl.
They were a little bit late for Valentine's Day, weren't they? Linda.
Police say the theft occurred late Monday at Brussels airport. According to authorities, a group of eight men cut a hole in a perimeter security fence, drove out to the tarmac, and removed diamonds possibly worth hundreds of millions of dollars from the cargo of a Helvetic Airways Fokker 100 jet operating for Swiss International Airlines. There was no shooting and nobody was injured, the operating company for Brussels says. They said in a statement to FlightGlobal.com. This lasted only a few minutes, and after that, they left the airport domain through the damaged fence.
And they're now surfing in Waikiki today.
I mean,
well, they knew where the diamonds
were.
They knew what they were doing. They knew the planes. They went in through the fence, cut a hole, did they say through the bottom of the plane?
Police said they found a burnout vehicle near the airport later on Monday, but they were still looking for more clues. The stolen diamonds could be worth as much in anywhere between $50 million and $350 million, according to various media reports. They were dressed in police uniforms. Amazing. You know, so.
Obviously these were pros, not somebody from your Saturday Night Live.
Well, speaking of TV and things that are going on, last night.
What?
The gun thing.
Oh, well, yeah. Channel 7 had a, it's got a series going on, the Second Amendment and people and their guns. So it's, you know, we're getting a lot of stuff in our chat room thinking it's being leaned in a certain direction, but Mike Mangus always struck me as being a fair guy. So I'm going to wait and see you tonight's, show. And the question is, you know, on the Second Amendment, what does the Second Amendment guarantee? And of course, for a long time, people thought, well, it doesn't guarantee anything. It's a militia. You have to be in a militia to have a gun, you know, blah, 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 blah. Of course, the Supreme Court made it pretty clear in the last couple of years is that one, you can have this, the Second Amendment says that Americans can carry weapons and can have weapons. And now you're in the midst of a huge brouhaha fight. Of course, at, you know, in California and national, that's saying, well, yeah, you can have a weapon, but you can't have these weapons. Well, their way of selecting weapons, of course, is anything that they being people that don't want you to have weapons, want you not to have. Okay, let me try that again. What it means is anybody that doesn't want you to have weapons, these people want, you know, will curtail or censor your right to have certain weapons. They would not censor your right to be able to say things. Of course they would. If they got a chance, they would put the station and many, 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 many others off the air if they could. Because, you know, it's something they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear people talking about their actions. Because everything they do, of course, is right. And if you continue to tell them and do those pesky things like saying, hey, I'd like to see a bill before you vote on it. I'd like it to have the light of day that people, so people could read it and comment on it. No. Then you would just complain. See, all of these things fall in together, my friends, on the fact is let's control, if we can control, the number of weapons you have or the types of weapons you have, then we can start controlling other things in your life, which you already do. You have to wear a helmet when you ride a motorcycle in this state. You have to wear seatbelts. You have to do, you know, you can't smoke here. You can smoke there. No, you can't smoke here anymore. You can't drink 32-ounce sodas because they're bad for you. I mean, it's a continual erosion of your rights. So this is when we see this on the Second Amendment. I am interested in it because, like many people, they think Mike Mangus is a local guy. He's a fair guy. So we want to see the whole show. I would like to know if Mike is the one that produced it. Okay. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about a couple, you know, things such as why does Homeland Security really need 1.5 million rounds of ammunition? That's a lot. I'm sorry. 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Well, that's the difference.
There is 1.6 billion, a billion rounds of ammunition. Over the next few years. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. This is Carl
Paul Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The new Fiat Pop is waiting for you at Wind River Casino. Enjoy peace of mind down the road when you drive the 2013 Fiat Pop. Fiat. Come down to Wind River Casino to play our Taste of Italy Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe to win, play to win, dine to win, stay to win. Win a variety of prizes, lunch buffets, tiramisu dessert, free slot play, or a 2013 Fiat Pop. Dine at Elements Restaurant for a Taste of Italy without the jet lag. Enjoy our Sunday Italian night dinner special, made-to-order pasta for only $7.77, and receive a free entry for your chance to win the Fiat Pop. Yes. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to be a contestant to play Plinko for free slot play on Thursdays. Plinko. Final drawing is Thursday, February 28th. Over $40,000 in prizes. Remember, more ways to win. Dine in Elements inside Wind River Casino and enjoy our Sunday Italian night dinner special for only $7.77 and receive a free entry for your chance to win the Fiat Pop. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work. Going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, East Side Road, 365-1479.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 7:22 in the morning, February the 19th. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, we got the phones already lit up, but I'm going to get into this real quick. Homeland Security wants to buy 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Say they're using strategic pricing. You know how you go someplace and you buy six cans of tuna fish because a buck a piece. Well, we're doing the same thing with ammo, except it's 1.6 billion rounds. So you're wondering why you can't get ammo out there? That might have something to do with it. They say that they are using the strategic pricing and that they're using 15 million rounds. And this is for over the next 5 years, they're saying. They use approximately 15 million rounds of ammunition a year for training. That the, after using all the 750 million, rounds over the next few years for training at their facilities and for training all their people, that then the rest of it goes to ICE, Border Patrol guys or immigration guys. When you look at it, 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition is a lot. And there are something like 15 or 20 agencies within the government that has the right to carry. And things that you wouldn't think of, like, you know, like lakes and ponds, you know, I understand. Social Security, the 229 agents in Social Security have a couple million rounds that they're using over the next 5 years. 229 agents for, not Social Security, but Internal Revenue Service. I'm sorry, Internal Revenue Service. Okay, let's go to the phones. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're up and ready. We're locked and cocked.
But you're talking about this ammunition stockpiling, and I just want, Linda, have you ever pegged Carl?
Pegged him?
Yeah, yes, that's where you strap one on and plunge out his dirt tube.
I'm trying to...
I'm not sure what that is.
Is that like playing horseshoes?
It's not gay if it's plastic.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just trying to figure out what you mean, but go ahead.
Well, kid Chris has me do that to him all the time. He makes me wear a helmet when I do it.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Thanks. I'm trying to follow you,
Bill. Hey, Bob, what do you think about what's going on here?
We get all kinds of calls. I'm not sure, you know.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
You're on, Bob.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to say on that show, that gun show, the one professor brought in about race was that he said that Second Amendment was written for white property owners.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Oh, you're talking about, okay, Channel 7 last night is, like we just talked about, is running a series on the Second Amendment, and they said that the militia portion and for the gun owners was written for white property owners.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that it was, you know, I'm not sure if that was a true statement.
Yeah, I never read that anywhere or heard that before.
I think, and maybe, you know, that was what his take was on it, is that when it's, oh, this is what the militia was for, but, you know, I guess if you say that, then is freedom of speech was just for white property owners too. Which,
yeah,
I don't hear that being said.
Oh, but also I thought it was interesting, the segment before the gun one was Dr. Doug McConnell.
Uh-huh.
He was saying how 1,200 people a day die from smoking-related diseases, but yet there's no restriction on buying cigarettes.
Well, the only restriction, I think, is you can't be, what, you got to be of age, 18, something like that. I don't think there's a restriction in buying it except for, you know, an age group, but you can... that they're doing is restricting where you can smoke and all that. But you're right, you know, if there's 1,200 people a day dying from, yeah, I saw that also. Yeah, if there's 1,200 people a day dying from heart-related diseases caused by smoking, then why isn't something being done there, is what you're saying.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you can buy as many cigarettes as you want, smoke as many as you want a day, but, you know, you're restricted on buying how many bullets you can buy. Law-abiding citizens are restricted that way. So,
well, it's going back, Bob. It goes back to control. We go back to control over and over again.
But the bottom line, they want to take away the guns so they can control us and do whatever.
Well, it's, you know that when people tell you what you need, oh, this is what you need. This is all you need. Well, you know, I go back. I even hear, you know, one of our hosts, Dennis Miller, goes. He says, I think people need to give. You know, people need to get together. What are you willing to give? You know, then I would ask Dennis Miller, what part of your routine are you willing to give up then, Dennis? You know, the part that you're always calling Joe Biden names, are you willing to give that up? I mean, the whole thing under this is either we have a right to possess weapons or we don't. It's been declared by the Constitution, by the Supreme Court, we do have a right. Anything else after that then is you're infringing. Now, there are certain laws like felons, people that are mentally ill, you know, people that should not have it, should not be allowed. There's your restrictions that you have. And if you just enforce laws, which is there's something like close to 2,000, if you look all through the states and everything on laws against weapons or concerning weapons, then I think that you wouldn't have this problem. Chicago, which has the highest murder rate, if they went in and put people in jail that had weapons in their possession that shouldn't have them, there wouldn't be Murder City anymore.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep. Anyway.
All right, Bob. Thanks for your weigh-in this morning.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You
guys. All right. Thank you very much.
We have a special guest that is in the studio, and we're going to have to take a hard break at 7:30. Yeah. How do we
want
to do this?
We want about another minute. We'll go in. Wyatt Paxton is here. He's going to be talking about the Integrity Project along with Ruth Angel. We're going to, the other thing, see, what's the last thing here right before we run out of time? Hear about some good news. How about this? Shasta County, the economy as far is going up. A Milliken study shows that Shasta County is eighth in the nation for small city job growth. How about that? Yet, Reading
is 159th out of 172, and Chico dropped to 172nd. So I'm, you know, but most of the jobs, the 3,400 jobs gained, were in the private sector. Thank goodness, farming, manufacturing, professional, and business. What can I say? At least we're going up right now. But we'll see what happens after we really get into these statistics. We'll be right back after the news. We're going to be talking the Integrity Project and why it started, what it is, and how it can affect you and what you're in your dealings with the county.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are on the rise in early morning trading at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow's up about 60 points. Meanwhile, global miner Xstrata's nearly $6 billion mine in the Philippines has been granted an environmental compliance certificate by the government, removing one of the hurdles delaying work on Southeast Asia's biggest copper gold prospect. The mine in the Philippines, which is seen as a bellwether for investment in the country, has been held up by a 2010 ban on open pit mining because of its harmful effects on the environment. And for you coffee drinkers, your cup of Java is now a little cheaper. J.M. Smucker lowered the list prices on a majority of its packaged coffee sold in the U.S., with most of the items under the Folgers and Dunkin' Donuts brand names. On average, prices were trimmed 6%. The Dunkin' Donuts price cut only pertains to coffee products sold in grocery stores and similar retail outlets. The cuts don't apply to coffee sold in restaurants operated by the donut chain. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Hey, pick out your least favorite room in your house and turn it into your favorite room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the fastest, easiest, most economical way to give any room that model home look in about 20 minutes by yourself. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states, plus expert installers if you need one. Blinds.com for prices that absolutely crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaway, splashdown competition, backcountry horseman, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the 27th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL, CBS 12, and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to GNRM.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. It is 7:35 in the morning. It is February the 19th. It is 41 degrees out there.
It is.
And our phone numbers are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And now we have
we
in our studio.
Get right to it.
That's right. The Integrity Project, Ruth Angel and Wyatt Paxton. So, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt Bob. Love being on this side of the radio.
We took Bad Bob's microphone away from him. You know, he's got a tear in his eye. Tell us what the Integrity Project is.
Well, the Integrity Project actually was formed, last year we had the Chapelgate rally last year. And as a result of that rally, the anniversary date is coming up on the 27th. And so we thought, why not have an anniversary rally and ask the county what has changed since the last rally? We asked the Board of Supervisors, 300 people signed an informal petition and asked the Board of Supervisors to use common sense to end the lawsuit, and welcome, reach out to Mr. Anselmo is ready to settle and ready to stop this thing, stop wasting our taxpayer dollars, stop wasting your time and energy on this. Embrace this guy, get this settled, and get it over with. And so in that year's time, he's had two injunctions. The event center that he's building is supposed to open on March 10th, and he is going to get it, and they're trying to get an injunction to stop it on the 11th. So with that said, it just made sense to say this is outrageous. This is money, taxpayer dollars. I heard it said last week on your show, two sheriff officers pay the salary of two sheriff's officers. They're losing their sheriff officer in Shingletown. And this just makes no sense. So what I did was organize the high-profile grassroots efforts that's been going on in the county. I got the folks, some of the folks from Churn Creek Bottom, Peter Scales, Brenda Haynes from Elk Trail, Terry Raposa, Mark Kent, who are Second Amendment right and joining with the sheriffs in this county and other counties, and Mr. Anselmo, and Wyatt Paxton, who is a permits expert, and we decided that we were going to get this group together so that we can inspire change and come up with some real solutions at the county. That was our goal.
If they listen,
three of the supervisors, Modi, Les Baugh, and David Kehoe, did not want to sit and talk with us because they are engaged in a lawsuit with Mr. Anselmo. And because he's a member of our group, they declined an invitation to listen to us and hear about the Integrity Project. Also, Larry Lees, he was welcoming and wanted to hear about us, but said, look, we can't talk about the lawsuit. We can't talk about anybody who's threatened a lawsuit. And I said, you know, no problem. This is not about the people in our group. This is about our organization and what we want to do. And after he accepted and we set the date, a few days later, he sent an email and said they had to cancel the meeting because county council said.
Well, county council has told everybody, including elected officials, that they can't talk to Anselmo, they can't go up there, they can't, which of course is illegal. He can't tell them to do that. I mean, I don't know if the word illegal is, but he cannot tell an elected official who they can see. I mean.
Well, it was pretty obvious that.
I understand. Now, he might be able to tell Larry Lees or say, this is what I suggest, but there is not, you know, an elected official can see anybody they want. Now, if you're being sued directly, there may be something in
right,
that.
Right, right.
But, you know, to say that my elected official, if he's not being sued by somebody, he can't, you know, at least listen to people, because if Anselmo's suing them in the county,
listening to you if it's a completely different subject.
It is. It's about bringing together the failed policy, trying to put them together with the successful folks in the county that have built businesses and done things and have made their way through the process and had success. And that's what we were trying to do. Look at the successes, look at the failures, figure out how we can make it work, bring outreach from the deliver strategies to the county to do outreach in the community, and that's part of our goal. I mean, we have a lot of goals, and we can talk about that in a few minutes, but one of the things that, you know, I feel very passionate about is that with Jen Powers, the veterinarian out in Bella Vista, she went out to clear weeds and try to make that better for the kids standing there waiting for a school bus. And a county person came by and said, look, if you do that, we're going to violate. We're going to give you a violation. Instead of saying, like Wyatt suggested, use the county ordinances and permits to help her clean up the area for the kids. And so that just seems so ridiculous to me that's why I think we need an organization like this. I think we need to have one voice where people can go to and say, this is a ridiculous thing. I've paid my fees, and now they're telling me no.
Well, they're supposed to be. Well,
this is a comparison. Your house is flooded. You've got to let the mold grow up the wall until FEMA comes in and tells you how much sheetrock you can cut out.
Exactly.
It's bureaucracy bullcrap.
Well, and in Jim's case, too, the other item is that right across the street, it was improved, had been improved for a couple of years, the same exact way. Down the street further. Why did it come to when she was doing the improvement, they stopped it?
Because she had already had an altercation with the resources management division because it cost her $60,000 by telling her that she could have a permit and then at the last minute taking it away from her after she had already spent all this. There's a whole, you know what, the record searchlight missed the whole point of this, why she was so upset. That was just the last straw. Is that after she had been raked over the coals by the resource management division and then spend all that money and
thousands
spent all that
of
money
dollars.
Tens of thousands of dollars, and then been told she can't have that business permit, so she's moving it, and then had a lien put against her property, against her office, to say that, oh, you can't have that office there. And then when she says, my gosh, we're just moving, and then she says, okay, we've moved. Within like 20 days, we've moved. We were in the process of moving. Take the lien off, and they were going to charge her more money. I mean, this is not being helpful. And she is just one of the cases. But we got to take a break right now. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, the Integrity Project. We're here with the founder, Ruth Angel, and one of the associate members of the Integrity Project, Wyatt Paxton. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is Maria Orozco. Join me, the Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Casino in presenting A Mardi Gras Masquerade, A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets for the evening include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. There will be special entertainment brought to you by the Keyhole Mystery Theater Group and Front and Center Dance Studio. In 2012, 62 grants were given. Join us in recognizing those amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Join the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino as we present a Mardi Gras Masquerade, A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Casino Event Center. For ticket information, call me, Maria Orozco, at 242-4516. A Year to Remember is made possible through our amazing sponsors.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Yeah. This is my favorite song. Get up. Don't stop till you get enough.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. If you want to have competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, you want your company to be locally owned, family operated, and you want a bunch of happy customers, well, that's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated. 530-365-3793. We're talking to the Integrity Project founder with Angel and one of the co-members here, Wyatt Paxton. You know, one of the things that this is let's just completely take this away from the Anselmo lawsuit.
Exactly.
I mean, frankly, because I think there's a mix-up here. This is not about – the Anselmo lawsuit is continuous. It's been going on for years. It was the Integrity Project, from what I understand, and we're not a member of that, you know, to the extent of, you know, of this, except knowing about it and wanting to publicize it, is the fact is that there are things going on at the county. There's business practices out in town that the people need to get together and be able to solve these problems before they become a problem. Is that right?
Well, it's the bigger picture. And while for me, I looked at the chapel as such nonsense, and that there has to be a common sense, as somebody has to be, have common sense at the county and settle this thing. It's costing way too much money for a fight that they ultimately, who's the winner? You know, Mr. Anselmo has a beautiful operation, beautiful restaurant, beautiful grounds. And so you have the county fighting with him. And now that the property is not in Williamson Act property, we'll gain the tax dollars from that. And that's something that the county kind of messed up on initially. So it's not about him. It was for me, I look at the bigger picture. They got 11,000 signatures from Churn Creek Bottom. They basically told the Board of Supervisors, this is a flawed project and you can't do it. And they came up with a referendum and the people agreed with it. Why throw thousands of dollars into a project that we're going to get lawsuits and money? And that was common sense. You have the Elk Trail project, where Peter Scales, Brenda Haynes were involved in bringing water to these residents. I mean, water is a basic necessity of life, and why would the county put obstacles in the way of that? It does makes no sense. So bringing these people together was just a way to say, okay, look, this is failed policy. You did it in spite of the county objections and the obstacles. How do we come together to inspire change? Other cities do it. Other counties do it. They have a lot of outreach. And so we looked at some of those things and those are some of the things that inspire us to have this movement. And you were talking about some of the projects you're working on, the little guy who doesn't have Mr. Anselmo's means, and some of those are heart-wrenching. And if the public knew about them, which we hope we will bring light to them, they would be.
We need to do that. And the fact is, yeah, Ensomo is like the tip of the iceberg, is what you're saying.
Yes.
And Wyatt, you've been working in, this is what you do, isn't it? I mean, this, you try to get permits from the county.
Right. And from a lot of jurisdictions. Oh. I mean, cities, Santa Clara, everywhere.
There are great people working in Shasta County.
Yes.
I mean, there just are. We've been helped by several people. I mean, not in the resource management division. We haven't had anything to do with that. I'm looking at that day is going to come. Is it from the top? Is it a climate that says we're going to make it harder? You said something about that there's been more paper being put on houses in the last 10 years than there was in the first 30.
Yes. With the downturn of the economy and the construction, they started looking at violations more clearly and investigating them more thoroughly. Well, some of my clients have come to me with, like I think I've talked about this before, 10 or 15 years old, a violation that was found for an addition was put to their property. They were noticed about it, didn't hear from the county for 10, 15 years. And then all of a sudden, inspector shows up and says, well, you're either going to have to get a building permit at double fees. And at today's codes, which have changed, they change every 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And now those structures can't comply. So, and some of these people are on fixed incomes. Some of these people didn't even own the piece of property when the structure was built that way. So since a non-compliance was not put on the property, the new owner wasn't aware. So, you know, so I work with these all the time, and it's not just the county. There's the city of Anderson. I work with Trinity County.
This is not just Shasta County. But what we want, you know, Rick Simon said, who was Russ Mall's number two, handpicked, I think, by Russ Mall. And then he came up. Now he's taken Mull's place. And the thing he said, which is kind of a little concern to me, I mean, I say give Rick a chance here, and see what he wants to do. But he said we need a bit more outreach. Now, that was a little tongue in cheek or something like that. You can't tell because the paper, when they write things, write the way they want it to be, not especially what's being said all the time. I would like to see a lot more outreach. But when we come back from our break, I want you to tell me what the results of the Integrity Project, what concrete specific results you want to see from the county. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, your community radio. We'll be right back.
You are running your own business. Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scandelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah. Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State at its best. 7:55 in the morning. You want to find out what's going on in our county, in our city? If you're not listening here, you're not going to find out. We've got everything that's happening in this city and in this county. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln Ram dealership. Hey, there's your neighbors making great deals for you. Their service center is second to none. They believe in getting those vehicles in and out, and they carry a selection of new and previously used cars, trucks, and SUVs that's going to fit every need. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Give them a chance to make you a deal. Keep your tax money right here in Shasta County in the city of Reading Crown Motors. Our guest, Ruth Angel, who's headed up the Integrity Project, who started it up, and Wyatt Paxton, who is a part of the Integrity Project, but also makes his living off of getting permits for people. So if anybody understands this permitting process better than Wyatt, let them stand up now or forever hold their peace. Okay, Ruth, what are the specifics that the Integrity Project wants to achieve?
Well, first of all, you have to know that this is something that was just done weeks ago. So we've organized
these groups. Yeah, right.
So one of the things that, and why Wyatt is going to be a part of the group, is that his, one of the strategies he has, and I'll let him talk about that, that we're going to.
Yeah, well, I think one of the approaches is a lot of in Shasta County's issues have been ordinances created locally. And so some of those ordinances are written so vaguely or can be interpreted by the employee in different ways. One of them was an example is a junk ordinance, specifically 200 square feet of what debris or what's diagnosed as junk. But it has nothing to do with the size of the parcel. So if you have a large parcel that's 200, 300 acres, and you have a brush pile, I mean, you can imagine you could have two or three brush piles that would be way over 200 square feet. Well, you're technically in violation right there by the county and can be processed. So why didn't that ordinance come with a certain square footage of acreage, 200 square feet per a quarter acre or 1 acre or something like that? Same with the accessory building structures. 2,500 square feet of accessory structures is the maximum you can do without getting a use permit. Cost you $1,200 to go find out if you can build one bigger than that. No parcel size. So, for instance, I have had a client out towards Bella Vista who wanted to put a horse barn up. Easily you can go over 2,500 square feet. They already had a detached garage and a patio, so they had to pay another $1,300 just to put up a horse barn.
Okay. Okay, so the specifics we're looking for is that you want to hear from the county is the...
We want to review some of these ordinances, and we talked, Wyatt was just talking about the junk ordinance.
Right.
If you clear like I do, because I'm in a high fire hazard area and I have burn piles, those burn piles are huge and I have to leave them there until I can burn. So that affects everybody throughout the county.
Okay.
So that's one of the
things.
Strategies.
Review the ordinances.
Correct.
Okay.
How do people find out more about the Integrity Project?
Well, Integrity Project, yep. Shasta.com, and we're also going to have the rally at 11:30 to 1 o'clock on February 27th. Again, that's 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Some of you have gotten letters that said it was 1 o'clock, but it actually starts at 11:30.
That's Wednesday, so mark your calendars for Wednesday the 27th.
Add in some.
At Anselmo Vineyards, and
it'll be up at the chapel.
Up at the chapel like it was last year, okay. And we will have. You're going to sing there. Actually,
well, we're going to do the national anthem, of course, and do. You know, people are talking, and then they'll. I think the Anselmos are also going to have little cucumber sandwiches, so people can. This is going to be a great gathering.
Yes, it is. It's going.
I think the bottom line is that the. The Anselmo, this isn't about Anselmo. It started with Anselmo, but everything now has been coming out of the woodwork. And Russ Malls left, Glenn Hawes was left. I think that it's time now, it's a perfect time for the county to take a step forward and say, you know what, let's talk to our people. Let's not draw the wagons around us and get into helmet defilade here.
And we know there are good county employees.
They are good.
And people want to do the right thing.
You know what? And they just need a chance. All right. We've got to leave here, because we've run out of time. This is not the last time. I want you all back on again here before
the
23rd.
Thank you.
Before the 27th. Okay. Thank you for what you're doing here. It's for the county. It's for the county. All right, we'll be right back.
Wyatt, thanks.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in just after the news. We've got Valerie Miller plus other stuff.
We're talking about Cascade and Jefferson Public Radio. Casey.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Just 10 days from now. Congress might allow a series of automatic, severe budget cuts to take place.
And President Obama wants to avoid that. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live at the White House.
In today's warning from the White House, automatic spending cuts scheduled for March 1st could lead to layoffs of first responders, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics joining the president in this latest effort to put pressure on congressional Republicans.
It won't consider whether we're cutting some bloated program that has outlived its usefulness, or a vital service that Americans depend on every single day. It doesn't make those distinctions.
The White House wants revenue increases to be a part of any sequestration solution. Republicans strongly resist after agreeing to tax hikes 2 months ago, Dave.
Jared, in California, police say at least 3 people are dead and others are wounded after a 25-minute shooting spree in the city of Tustin. There are several crime scenes. Police are trying to determine if the shootings were all connected. They believe it could have started with a carjacking. Oscar Pistorius claims he thought he shot a robber in the bathroom of his home. Instead, the Olympic star killed his girlfriend, and the murder case was detailed in court in South Africa today.
According to the prosecutor, it was premeditated because Mr. Pistorius had time to put on his prosthesis leg, get out of bed, walk to the bathroom, and he then fired a number of shots.
Sky News' Alex Crawford in Pretoria, South Africa. How much does it cost you to fill up?
We're getting close to 100 now. There you go. 91.
She's in Culver City, California, where they're paying about $4.30 a gallon. Gas prices have risen 33 days in a row. AAA's national average up to $3.75. On Wall Street, the Dow's up about 30 as Google crosses $800 a share for the first time on reports it could open stores like Apple. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
To have the perfect relationship that works into my life, there has to be somebody special.
At Match.com, we want to help make it easier for you to get started in finding someone great. That's why you can now try Match.com free. That's right, get 7 days free and see who's out there for you. You can read profiles, view photos, and connect with people all free. Visit our exclusive website for this limited time offer. Go to TryMatch.com. That's TryMatch.com and get 7 days of Match free.
Match opens up incredible possibilities to meet people that you never would have met without it.
Getting on Match, it was so easy. I thought, what have I been waiting on?
This exclusive offer is for a limited time only, so visit TryMatch.com now. That's TryMatch.com. 1 in 5 relationships now begins online. Why not let yours be one of them?
First dates are more exciting than anything. I thought, why not?
And for a limited time only, Match is giving you 7 days free. Visit TryMatch.com for details. That's TryMatch.com. Join today.
With his fourth wife still missing, ex-cop Drew Peterson's in court fighting his conviction for killing wife number 3. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live outside the courthouse in Joliet, Illinois.
The foreman of the Drew Peterson jury said hearsay testimony from the former cop's missing fourth wife was extremely critical in their decision to convict Drew Peterson of murdering his third wife, Kathleen Savio. In asking for a new trial, defense attorney Steve Greenberg says he'll challenge that hearsay and show that the first defense team's lead attorney made mistakes. Greenberg tells Fox News Radio the trial was an uphill battle.
I think that because of a lot of the things that Drew did from the start, the way he conducted himself,
such as some unflattering media appearances, Drew Peterson faces up to 60 years in prison. Dave?
Jennifer, a pregnant 16-year-old girl in Texas, is going to have her baby.
She filed a lawsuit against her parents. She claimed they were pressuring her to have an abortion. The teen alleges in court records her parents threatened her with physical force, but after a week in the national spotlight, the young mother and her parents settled their differences.
Isaiah Carey with Fox affiliate KRIV in Houston. They'll hand out the Oscars Sunday night, and one category getting a lot of buzz is Best Director.
Ben Affleck is a shoo-in for directing Argo, since he's won just about every award so far. The problem with that? He isn't nominated.
And they tend to like foreign directors, independents who kind of come out of nowhere.
Harry Medved with Fandango says that's why you have people like Ben Zeitlin nominated for Beasts of the Southern Wild and Michael Haneke for Amour.
No, it's not okay.
But it's not all unknowns. Ang Lee is up for an Oscar for Life of Pi, and so is David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook.
What meds are you on?
I used to be on lithium and Seroquel.
I was on Xanax.
But with Ben Affleck out of the picture, the favorite to win is Steven Spielberg for Lincoln.
His fight is for the United States of America.
Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
And Daniel Day-Lewis, the actor from Lincoln, is also a favorite to win. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Community Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning. February the
19th.
Thank you. 530-605-4567 is our number.
It's the hotline if you have questions. Yeah. In the next hour here, our guest is going to be Valerie Ingmiller. We're going to talk everything that's going on at the Cascade. And also, you know, there's news about what's happening with Jefferson Public Radio and the changes with Cascade. We're going to talk about that in a minute. It's currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We have 100% chance of showers. That's just it. That's what we're calling here before 10 a.m. The showers and a thunderstorm possibly between 10 and 4 p.m. Looks like we're going to have scattered showers tonight with temperatures around 35. Our highs today are 48, and the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Let's get to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 37 points at 14,019. The S&P 500 is positive 5 at 1525, and the NASDAQ is positive 8 at 3200. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 21 cents at $12.24, and Research in Motion up 39 cents at $14.54. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 7 cents at $9.47, and Pacific Gas Electric is up 24 cents at $42.96. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury bond yield to 2.0%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is trading down 18 cents at $96.23. Gold is down $3.60 at $1,605.90. And silver down 35 cents at $29.49. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 to get the latest on what's happening in Wall Street, where you should put your investments, or stop by Park Marina Drive at their offices. That's our Wells Fargo advisors.
Well, now.
Well, now. We have our weather. We have our Wells Fargo advisors. And we have Valerie Ingmiller in the house.
You got everything out of the way.
I know.
Okay, let's just, let's call it a day. Or it's just a little bit early today. Hey, Bob, you got it. Okay. Why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, let's find out what's going on in the world of entertainment and theater. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio. But I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
The University Preparatory School Educational Foundation has announced that they will match donations up to $15,000 in order to raise $30,000 to fund Project iPad. This places an iPad and Apple TV in every classroom. UPrep's fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th, with a dinner and auction, will help to attain this goal and more. Purchase tickets and be a sponsor at myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah.
Woo!
On the Ritz.
That's
putting
by
on the Ritz.
That's by Taco.
Yeah. Hey, look, Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio. It's 8:17 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the best coffee you could ever get at great prices, right there at Espresso Joe's. And, of course, they meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. And veterans always get discounts. You're always treated with a lot of respect down at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, 30 years in the business supporting our community, Joe and Shelley have. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest today... A little drum roll. Valerie Ng Miller, one of our favorite people.
Okay, so we say Valerie Ng Miller from,
that was Carl.
Graceful way.
I was just taking my helmet off. I was taking my helmet off because I don't think I'll be engaged in this incoming.
No shrapnel. I guess you will be engaged. Come back soon, won't you?
Want another kiss?
Valerie Ng Miller here on KCNR 1460 is our
morning.
Special guest Good morning. Good morning. It's been a while since I've seen you.
I know.
And we want to share with our listeners, we're going to get right down to the meat of it.
Mm-hmm.
We always say that you are with the Cascade, but really, you are Jefferson Public Radio.
Right. I'm the Northern California Program Coordinator for Jefferson Public Radio, which means I'm everything. I'm chief bottle washer. I take out my own trash, which is why it doesn't get taken out so often.
So Jefferson Public Radio was founded out of Ashland, Oregon.
Right, in 1969 in a little teeny broom closet on the third floor of Central Hall. Now they're in the basement, but.
And that's so it would be called, it's out of which college?
Southern Oregon University now. It used to be a college back then, but now it's a university. And they're the licensee holder of Southern Oregon University. Southern Oregon University is the licensee holder for Jefferson Public Radio. So they're really like the mom and dad of JPR.
I think a lot of people aren't really aware of that. They think the Cascade, that, a group from Oregon came in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But let's start from the top. Or the history of how Jefferson Public Radio came to Reading and then bought the Cascade and remodeled the Cascade, which is a property of Jefferson Public Radio.
Actually what happened was JPR, when we decided to, we'd been broadcasting down here, actually out of this building here that you are broadcasting.
Oh, really?
Yes. We were upstairs broadcasting, and every time you'd flush the toilet down here, you could hear it over the airwaves up there.
Oh, really? Not much has changed.
So we decided that we needed to find a better studio for JPR in Reading, and the Cascade Theater building was shuttered up and available for sale, and we decided, wouldn't this be amazing to move our studios into this building and to restore this beautiful theater and maybe revitalize downtown Reading, which really needed a huge shot in the arm at the time. And everybody knows this now. I mean, that this is, we achieved the goal that we set out to do and so much more. But, so JPR went to the university, which again, it's kind of its mom and dad holding the purse strings. And we said, how about getting this building for us? And it would also expand the university's footprint in Reading, since a lot of kids from here end up going to Southern Oregon University. This would really help kind of be some good outreach for the university. Mm-hmm. And the university did put out the cash for it. JPR has been paying it. It's kind of like a renter, almost a leaser, leasing the building sort of, to the university. But in the changes that are happening right now, the university will be actually giving the building won't be owning the building anymore. It will go into the hands of the JPR Foundation, which is the organization that has been existing solely to fundraise for Jefferson Public Radio. But when the university and JPR went into this partnership of getting the Cascade Theater and restoring it and running it down here, the JPR Foundation and was running the theater with JPR actually managing it. And the executive director of Jefferson Public Radio was also executive director of the JPR Foundation. So it was all very efficient. It was all run together. So JPR was managing the theater. And now what's happening is the JPR Foundation is creating a new separate limited liability corporation, which from some new tax laws that came into effect, that is now allowable for a nonprofit organization to have an LLC. And it's called Jefferson Live. And Jefferson Live will now be actually managing the day-to-day, the overall activities of the Cascade Theater. The actual staffing of the Cascade Theater will remain the same.
Okay, so does Jefferson Live have ever other theaters? Will it be like a group of 10?
Very good question. Yes, actually, this all kind of came into play when JPR undertook another theater restoration project in Medford, the Holly Theater.
Right. I just went on your website and I saw the Holly Theater. Is that like the Cascade one?
It's
that
similar.
Is historical value?
Yes.
That
it's older, okay. I think.
So there'll be two theaters then.
Yes.
Which
that Jefferson Live will be
advantageous to artists that are touring.
Exactly.
So if you get a Winona who's going to, Washington, she can go Reading, Oregon, Washington.
Right. It really increases your bargaining power when you're looking to try to to secure a performance with an act, especially a bigger act. Because if you can give them, if you can set them up with two or more shows that they've got, you know, all wrapped up and in the bag.
What kind of changes do you think, even, you know, because with it's 2013 seems to be the wave of so many laws coming into effect, tax changes, insurance, what it costs to do business. What kind of changes do you think we're going to see, or are you, do you feel like in your position now you can make somewhat of a prediction?
You mean in regards to the Cascade Theater?
The Cascade Theater.
I'm really not sure. It's too hard to tell because it's all happening and changing on a daily basis, and I'm just kind of going with it. It's hard to say. JPR, instead of being as involved in putting on as many performances in the Cascade, may be more of a sponsor of the shows instead of the, I mean, that's definitely going to happen. We won't be necessarily in control of all the shows, but rather sponsoring.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break and.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Valerie Ng Miller from, well, JPR.
That's very interesting.
But then, but she has such a, you know, you have such a big role in the Cascade also.
Well, we still have quite a bit of shows in our series that we're, doing at the Cascade. We're still going to be doing stuff.
Yeah, we're going to, oh, absolutely. I just wanted to hear, so there's so much in the news. It's, we're going to hear from the horse's mouth. So, you can also go to Jefferson Public Radio and find out what's happening with a lot of their Ashland stuff as well as in Reading.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days at the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it, now I'll watch a hoodwink.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Maria Orozco. Join me, the Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Casino in presenting A Mardi Gras Masquerade, A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets for the evening include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. There will be special entertainment brought to you by the Keyhole Mystery Theater Group and Front and Center Dance Studio. In 2012, 62 grants were given. Join us in recognizing those amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. Join the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino as we present A Mardi Gras Masquerade, A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Casino Event Center. For ticket information, call me, Maria Orozco, at 242-4516. A Year to Remember is made possible through our amazing sponsors.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lundabot, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. It is 8:23 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Guarantees what other shops don't dare offer. He can fix a windshield chip or cracks up to 24 inches in length and guarantees his work. Give him a call. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Or stop by 3280 Market Street right here in Reading. And again, either it's from a small chip to a crack that's 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix it, and then he guarantees his work.
You know, the bump music that just came in was Dawn Henley's All She Wants to Do Is Dance.
Yeah.
We just watched a four-hour special on the Eagles. And we
learned more about Eagles than I ever thought.
It was actually really good for Carl. And you being, the fact that you, are the host for the classical music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, and you've done music your whole life.
Yeah.
Been involved with music your whole life. Understand the magnitude of a commitment, especially for a band to stay together that long, or an orchestra, or somebody
Marriages can't stay together, a lot of them for very long.
One of them really? Said, one of the guys that came into the band, because they went through different band members, and the only ones that stayed were Glenn Fry and Henley, and then everybody else on that stage had been brought in at a different time, including Joe Walsh, but the other guy, and I can't remember his name, Schneider or something like this.
Timothy Schmidt.
And he, when he came in, he said, you know, the fact is that every rock band is on the verge of breaking up from the very first day. He says that they last for longer than 2 years. It's amazing. And then you get ones that have lasted this long. Well, the Eagles broke up in 1980. They couldn't stand each other any longer and then got together again in 94 and then start replacing people again.
I'll tell you who really, has amazed me of all the acts that, I've seen come to the Cascade Theater that JPR's brought there over the years. The one band that has stayed together and has had no changes, no personnel changes, maybe one, but that's 10% because there's like nine guys in the band, is Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Bunch of guys who were like friends in college.
Yes.
Got together. They've been together for, I don't know, 15, 20 years
Ventura
now.
And they're from Ventura County.
Right.
And my friend Karen, Bosman, who is, has chameleon costumes.
Yeah.
Her late husband, Rudy, booked them and was buddies with them and gave them their start because he used to book all of the, the Ventura,
When was that? How long ago?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know.
About 20 years ago, probably.
I'm sure.
I think it's been about 20 years, and I think they may have had one guy leave, but I don't even think they replaced him. I mean, there's nine guys, but, you know.
But still,
it's such a commitment, you know.
And the thing is that,
the body
and the
of
thing
music
is that, I mean, you can't, and it says this is not a democracy here. This, you know, not right. Everybody gets to run with the ball, as one of them says.
Well, that is that's a difficult relationship to figure out who wears the pants.
Well, Glenn Fry and Don Henley figured it out.
Yeah. Well, they were the core. They were kind of like the, Paul and John, they were the core writers, these guys were the core writers. But anyway, this a lot with your, covering musicians and that kind of thing. And so as you've been, what is the name of your show and your dial?
Oh, I actually, although classical music was not my first, it was more my last genre of music that I came to appreciate, actually. I host Siskiyou Music Hall, which is a classical music program every afternoon from noon to four. In Shasta County, you can pick it up at 90.9 FM. And that's just one of the three stations that JPR has here in Shasta County. There's also the Rhythm and News Service, which is more of a kind of a groovy, eclectic mix of Americana, jazz, blues, also reggae, AAA, singer-songwriter, everything, pretty much all genres of music, except for classical, and heavy metal and rap, all kind of mixed together into an interesting blend. Anyway, that's called Open Air, our flagship music program, and that's on from 9 in the morning to 3 p.m. at 89.7. FM. And that's a pretty strong station here in Shasta County. And then there is the News Talk station at 1330 AM.
Okay. All
and
right.
And that's KJPR. Yeah. So we actually have three different streams of programming. JPR is the first station, first public radio station to actually offer two and then later three streams of programming. Other stations are finally starting to do that to offer public radio fans because they're a breed all their own. A choice, which was, kind of, you know, public radio stations for decades were trying to be all things to public radio fans by offering such a, you know, like if you tuned in from 2 to 3, you'd hear the folk show. If you tuned in from 3 to 4, you'd hear reggae. If you tuned in from 4 to 5, you'd hear, you know, show tunes. And now they're able to actually offer more of a specific programming for specific types of public radio listeners.
What was like for you as a host to be introduced to the classical genre?
It was terrifying, actually, because I've done alternative music, I've done country, I've done rock and roll, hard rock, I've done light rock, I've done all kinds of music, but I really had never done a specific targeted classical music program. And for me, it was terrifying, but I love languages and I love learning how to speak foreign languages, Greek, Spanish, French. And so I finally came to really love classical music and hosting that show because I love to learn as well, and I love history. And so with my love of language, love of history, and just loving to research, I was able to sort of put that music into perspective and make it meaningful to me and then share that with listeners. And now it's become one of my favorite things to do.
Well, you're a wonderful asset to our community. We're going to take a break. And one of the things that we love, too, is that, you know, why not? We're all in the community here, and people bounce around and they listen to different things. And, you know, at KCNR, we like to say that we use we're community radio because we like to have everybody on, everything on.
Mm-hmm.
It affects us all here in the North State. We want to talk about that. When we get back after these messages, let's find out what is going to occur at the Cascade.
Yeah, we've got a lot of shows coming up. A lot of stuff.
KCNR 1460.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama once again finds himself at a podium urging Congress to act to avoid automatic spending cuts. They're due to kick in with no deal on shrinking the deficit. The president says the government's top priority has to be jobs.
And that's why it's so troubling that just 10 days from now, Congress might allow a series of automatic, severe budget cuts to take place that will do the exact opposite.
The president joined on stage by firefighters and other local emergency workers.
Emergency responders, like the ones who are here today, their ability to help communities respond to and recover from disasters will be degraded.
Republicans in Congress agree the spending cuts are a bad idea, but disagree on how to prevent them. They oppose any tax increases, for example. The March 1st deadline was already moved once. This is a Fox News alert.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy.
We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. LIMS Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Loaves and Fishes Reading is a nonprofit 501c3 emergency food bank that supplies food to the needy in Shasta County. They're an all-volunteer organization with no paid staff at any level. They appreciate and depend entirely on donations from concerned groups and individuals in the Reading community to keep pace with growing demand. Loaves and Fishes Reading is open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They also have a veterans food bank program available. They often serve between 1 and 200 families of varying ages and disabilities in a single week. 100% of your tax-deductible monetary donations go to food and operational purchases. They need your donation to help get through these difficult times. Thank you for your consideration. As always, Loaves and Fishes Reading is grateful for the support and generosity of the community. For information, call 917-3887. That's 917-3887 or visit their website at loavesandfishesreading.com. A reminder from AM 1460 KCNR.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
We're talking about all the words you can't say on the air. So hopefully
and they are.
We are on the air. 8:34 this morning here on KCNR 1460.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. And if, you know what? God knows I need that right now. Man's last stronghold. Bob, you and I go back to back because we're getting overcome here.
Don't talk about your body parts, please.
Nobody was talking body parts. You brought them up.
Hey, anybody want to know what's going on in the Cascade Fever this month?
Does it have anything to do with body parts? Oh, you know well, why does it always get down to this, Val, when you come on the show? It comes down to the lowest, lowest denominator.
Doesn't. That is not fair.
You know, it's because I spend my days being so, you know, classy.
JPR.
I need an opportunity to let it all hang out.
JPR-ish, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Who's coming?
On a serious note, what are the concerts that are on the schedule?
Gotcha. JPR has one more concert in the month of February. And that's Wynonna Judd, Wynonna and the Big Noise, her band. It's good. That's going to be a big show. It's going to be a big show.
She puts on a good show.
Yeah, yeah. And that's February 21st. And that's going to be
I bet you she'll be fabulous in this size of venue.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody said that she was here at the Cascade before. It wasn't a JPR show. She was there, and I wasn't at it, I don't believe. Mm. But I'm looking forward to it. I think that's going to be great. I've always loved the Judds. Back from when I used to do country radio, I loved Wynonna.
So February 21st.
That's coming up in February, but March is jam-packed.
What do we have?
First of all, something I think your listeners might love, In the Mood. It's a group, it's a 1940s World War II era musical kind of. I don't believe that there's like a plot line or anything, but there is live singing, live dancing, live band, the String of Pearls big band doing the music, kind of a USO tour style show. Of music from the 40s, Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, the great songs that everybody remembers, music from that era when it really brought the whole country together, when everybody was kind of operating on the same mindset of protecting, our home front. You
exactly.
Know, and supporting our guys overseas. So,
a great time, I'm sure, in our country. I look back in that era and just think, wow, everybody cared and sacrificed
Right.
You know, their tires, the women working in the shipyards and, you know, everything, you know, aluminum foil, all that stuff that came together. Now, hasn't this show been through here before or something along these lines?
There have been some shows that have come that featured music. There's been the Glenn Miller Big Band. There has been the Count Basie Big Band. But this is actually a show that features all different, songwriters, and their styles. They wear very authentic costumes. They do dancing. So it's not just singing. It's not just a band playing. It is a whole show of singing and dancing and music. And it's not just one specific, band's music either.
It's all from the 40s?
It's all stuff
from the World War II era.
You'll have small ensembles doing music like the Andrews Sisters.
Like the Cantina.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And this is a show that was put together for the 50th, I think it was the Smithsonian put it together as part of their 50th anniversary commemoration of World War II. And that's when they got their start, and they began touring worldwide doing a USO tour, and now they're here doing it. So they've been doing this for a couple of years, going around the world to sold-out shows. And
the date for that?
That is the first show in March that we're doing. Then that same week, 2 days later, Aaron Tippin, Sammy Kershaw, and Joe Diffie, three country legends from, again, back in the day when I was doing country radio. Those were three great, great country guys. They are good friends, and they have been touring together, and they call themselves the Roots and Boots Tours. Now, that was here a couple of years ago, too. They were here in Reading, but out at Big League Dreams. And now they're coming back.
So Aaron Tippin.
Does Big League Dreams do anything anymore?
I'm not sure.
Who are the other two again? I'm sorry.
Sammy Kershaw and Joe Diffie.
Isn't Sammy Kershaw the guy with the fiddle? Isn't that him?
No. But Sammy Kershaw does some really great patriotic country music. And
so does Aaron Tippin.
Aaron Tippin. Sammy Kershaw is actually really funny. Yeah. And Joe Diffie, they've got,
kind of that era. They have a Sharon era, which would have been, probably, 90s.
Yeah.
They were popular.
Yeah,
really
very
popular.
Much so.
Now, I had a chance, and I want to talk about when I get back, I interviewed Aaron Tippin.
Did you?
And he has a connection here to Reading.
I did not know
that. We'll be right back. I have something to share with you on that one. KCNR 1460.
Always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Join us at Wind River Casino as we welcome hypnotist Mark Maverick to the Wind River Event Center stage on Thursday, March 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are only $20 and includes dessert.
Dessert good, diet bad.
Mark has hypnotized audiences all over the world. He chooses up to 20 audience volunteers in hilarious situational skits, making them the stars of the show.
You're a star.
Get your tickets now.
Only $20.
For this high-energy show that's fun-filled with exciting surprises. For details, log on to WindRiver.com.
Repeat after me. It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy, featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaways, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the 27th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
It's yours!
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Community radio for the North State. Good morning. 8:43 in the morning, 43 degrees out there. It's going to rain all over us today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They are there. They want to do it right. They stand by their work, and you will see the value. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. Go to the website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Good people doing great work.
It's 8:44 in the morning. And to answer some of our chat packers, what is the website again that they can go to find out about Jefferson Public Radio?
Oh, JPR, our website is ijpr.org. And from there, you could click and stream any of our programming live anywhere around the world, or you can look up there is actually a press release about the new executive director of the Jefferson Live and there's
so
a lot of.
So it's ijpr.org.
.org.
Mm-hmm. And then, Boo, we're waiting to see about the release of tickets. If we get those, we'll make sure that, you know, you get to go see the show that you want to, indicated on the inside.
Now, for those who want to purchase tickets to shows, they are available and not just to members only, but tickets are available to all of these shows that are coming up in the future on the Cascade Theater website at cascadetheater.org.
And you've got 5 shows in March, but I wanted to go back into the
Roots and Boots.
The Roots and Boots with Aaron Tippin, Sam Kershaw, and Joe Diffie.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to do a quick little share with you that when I went to, I think it was Las Vegas, and I was at the Country Music Awards or the American Country Music Awards, one of those that takes place in Las Vegas, and they were doing a new release of Hee Haw had just started with slot machines. And so Aaron Tippin, I had interviewed him. I was doing an article called Out and About. And I got a chance to interview Aaron Tippin. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, his wife is from Reading.
I did not know that.
Yes, because I at that point said I was from Reading, and it was really nice to – he's just a really nice man, very much a family man. And I just think he's a tremendous performer.
Yeah.
So that was a really fun hee-haw thing.
That's great.
Hee-haw.
Well, they will be here. I hope maybe he'll bring his wife. I hope he does.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to be here March 14th.
Okay.
And that is a crazy week because March 12th is In the Mood. March 14th is Roots and Boots, Aaron, Sammy, and Joe Diffie. And then on the 16th is A Touch of Classical Piano. So we will be doing, a little classical music in the Cascade Theater.
Now, when you have like 3 of them coming here during the week, and this is just – because I have this quest to find out stuff. Mm-hmm. You book 3 of them in 1 week. Do you still, do you see any, do people just pick one of the 3? Well, no, do people pick one of the 3? Like say, the economy's kind of tough right now. Or do you find that because each one of them has got their own group of people, of supporters?
Exactly. Most of these shows, you've got a 1940s jazz, or pop, whatever you want to call music from the 1940s. It was the rock music of its time, but now we would call it jazz or standards. That, in 1 week, 2 days later, a real country show, and 2 days after that, classical. So there's not a whole lot of overlap. And then a couple of days after that, then we've got a Celtic folk show. And so there's not a whole lot of overlap. We have, however, I mean, there was before where we had Chris Isaak, Katie Lang, and one, or last year we had Wilco, and George Thorogood and Elvis Costello all in the same week. That was crazy. A lot of the same people. They did have to, sometimes people do have to make choices.
They have to make the choices, but these are different enough that each one of them, like the classical piano, probably not the same ones. Well, I could be wrong, but the same ones that are going to come and see Sammy Kershaw may not see the piano, I could be wrong about that.
No,
music,
I mean, sometimes
great music is great music. And I mean, I really believe that. I don't care if it's
sometimes
maybe
you
rap,
do.
Maybe
and
rap.
People have to make their,
I'm not sure if rap is
people budget for these things.
When you come out with your flyer and you have your Jefferson Public, people buy the series.
Yeah.
Are these added shows or are these part of the series?
Actually, the Winona show was added on. But In the Mood, Roots and Boots, and The Touch of Classical, and Dervish, that's coming up, also that same week. That's the Irish Celtic show. Those were all in the brochure, part of the series. There is one more show that's been added on that is not in the brochure.
Can you talk about that?
I can. Yeah. It's coming up in April, and it's Dana Carvey.
Oh my, Bob is covering his ears. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, how funny is that guy?
He's hilarious. I can't, I'm so excited. So that was a great opportunity. He's so big. It's kind of like when we had Bill Cosby. It was kind of one of those shows where we never expected that we could get it, or it came up. It just kind of they started putting together a tour and they had one extra date available at the last second.
Now, when is he again?
April 6th. And that was something that just got added on in the last month or so. Same thing with Winona. We only, I think, got that, you know, at the end of the year, like around November or December, did we find out about that. When the rest of the series was already planned a year ago.
Right. So when you buy your membership from,
The Cascade Theater membership.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's how we got the release to see. For those, you know, those pre-release to see the Lincoln.
All the member, The members get certain benefits and seeing the premiere of Lincoln was one of those benefits. And being able to buy tickets early before they go on sale to the rest of the public so that you have a better chance at getting a ticket to some of those big shows. That's another. And getting a good seat for those shows as well. That's another membership, another perk.
Absolutely.
So being able to return your tickets if you can't see a show.
Oh, really?
And or move to another place, another location in case you add more people onto your party. Yep.
Well, we really appreciate you being here and, love hearing the updates with the Cascade. And again, tell us your website again.
Which one?
The Jefferson.
So Jefferson Public Radio?
Right.
IJPR.org. Think of it as Internet Jefferson Public Radio.
.org.
And you know one thing that's really cool on the website? If you're a fan of the story behind the effort to create the state of Jefferson, JPR basically is, you know, the way that you are a community station serving the community of Redding and Shasta County, JPR serves a large region. JPR broadcasts from Eugene all the way down to Mendocino, from over in Brookings all the way over east, way past Bernie to, you know, you can hear us out in Modoc. Mm-hmm. And so we joke that we broadcast to more deer than we do human beings because of all the wildlife out there. But, JPR is a pretty big region and it serves about the footprint of the state of Jefferson and a little beyond. And there's a great, history of the state of Jefferson, a lot of photos, a lot of great stuff on there about that.
Well, thank you so much, Valerie Ing Miller, and we'll be back. Casey and our 1460. Carl's gonna finish up with his rant. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Have you or a family member been touched by cancer? The North State Cancer League has made it their mission to join the battle to fight cancer for the last 27 years. On February 23rd, the North State Cancer League will raise funds for the local Redding community. The evening provides a moment for our guests to remember and recognize those who are currently fighting cancer. Take part in joining this event. Contact Molly Oliver at 530-227-5239.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
Free Fire Radio. It's a time.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio right here. Wow, 8:55 in the morning. Still 43 degrees out there. It's going to be raining all day there, sweetheart. It looks like 100% chance.
Well, 100% chance means that, yeah. That's exactly. You're right. Now, wait a minute. People are waiting. Would you just let it rip?
Okay, there's a couple of things I want to talk. There's a couple of things I do want to talk about. Let's talk about first vets. Our veterans in the ages of 18 to 34 have unemployment rates at in the double digits. The double digits, my friends. Much higher than their non-military counterparts. And the reasons for this? Well, how about that there's no jobs? We've just seen in the last few days that there's some really large companies like Walmart, and others like this that are talking about hiring 100,000. But they're talking about 100,000 veterans that they want to hire. It's a drop in the bucket. It is absolutely great. You know, Walmart, I applaud you for this, for giving veterans a chance, because right now the veterans are going through a lot where people think, oh no, post-traumatic stress. Look at the percentage of veterans that come home. You want to look also at the percentage, you know, people going, oh gosh, you know, the military suicides are the highest they've ever been. They're still lower than their civilian counterparts. All right. These are all things. These are all just stupid statistics that our veterans coming home are smart. When you compare them to the average non-military,
they can follow orders.
The civilian, well, you get into is that their education level is higher, their physical conditioning is much higher, their discipline, their ability to make decisions, their ability to think through things, all much higher. So why aren't they hiring the veterans? Why is it because that the people don't want to take a chance? Is it because they're coming back and the jobs aren't there? I think personally the jobs aren't there to be hiring our veterans when they came back. We talked about how our country got behind everybody during World War II. Well, we've been at war, the longest war ever in Afghanistan. Hopefully it's going to be done in the next couple of years, though. At the end of it, I defy anybody to tell me what we've changed. Second thing here. What I'm saying is, when you get a chance, hire a veteran. Give them a chance. Bring them in. Look for it. Why aren't veterans when the county or the city, do they get a preference? Do they get a point for the city? Because you can do that. The feds do that. Are we looking at and actively searching out veterans? Is the sheriff and the police chief, when they're hiring, are you actively looking for veterans to come in and be on our law enforcement
agency? I'd like to make a comment quickly about something you just said. Hasn't the war, and you were involved in this war, put a dent in our terrorist attacks?
Yes.
Okay, so then it has done something.
Well, it has, but on the other, it's gone out and it's wiped out. I'm talking about Afghanistan specifically. But if you look at, has the war on terror worked? Well, I tell you what, the man that started this, Osama bin Laden, was hunted for 11 years and finally caught. And thanks to our intelligence agencies and the teams that went after him. And it wasn't just SEALs that went after him. There were other missions that went out after all the mid-level Al-Qaeda that took them out. Al-Qaeda their leadership, both middle and their higher leadership, was just hunted down, hunted down, hunted down. All right. Just 2 minutes left. The fire tax. They're fighting the fire tax again. The annual fire prevention fee is in the line of fire. The Department of Forestry and Fire Protection seems to be funneling wildfire damage settlements into other funds, into other funding projects, and not going back in the general fund. The idea behind the fire tax was to help pay for all this, and it looks like they put millions of dollars into a secret fund. We're going to talk a lot more about that tomorrow. We're getting some people from Sacramento to talk about this, that the Department of Wildfires there, I guess there was something like that, Fire, Department of Forestry and Fire Protection have been hiding funds. So this is back. Why do we need a fire fee if all these millions of dollars are coming in and not being used to fight fires, which is the idea, right? Okay, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. It's Tuesday. Carl and the Butt. Oh, also, gosh, we've got what? We're starting a new show Friday. Outside the Wire. Our guest is going to be Orly Taze, the woman who is what called the mother of the birther groups and who's got a case against President Obama right now in the Supreme Court. She'll be our guest at 9 o'clock on Outside the Wire Friday. Carl and DeBott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional.
Fox treating News people well.
Lisa Brady. An early morning shooting spree in Southern California.
At approximately 05:30 hours, we responded to a call of a carjacking.
What turned into three carjackings, leaving at least a half dozen crime scenes across Orange County.
Suspect was reported to be armed with two long guns.
Tustin police say at least three people are dead, including the suspected shooter and at least two others wounded. The president says he is willing to cut spending, but that the sequester isn't the way to do it.
So my door is open.
Urging Congress not to let the automatic cuts take effect 10 days from now. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the White House.
By design, the idea of across-the-board spending cuts
to make them so unattractive and unappealing, the Democrats and Republicans would actually get together.
Now, a week and a half from the deadline, another almost daily reminder from President Obama, this time joined by first responders.
Their ability to help communities respond to and recover from disasters will be degraded.
The president calling on Congress to offset $85 billion in cuts through